Hello, welcome to the Medical Marketing Live Show. I'm Dr. Bobby Palmer. This is my co-host, Buck Wise, CMO of Cardone Ventures.
Hey, guys.
This is AMI's weekly live Facebook Live where we go through and show you almost anything concerning PR, marketing, promotion, generating your community, building community, building relationships. And so this is live. So anybody that's tuned in live right now, you can type in, literally ask us anything. We love going through. Also, we have a few things that have shown up in our chat in the past we're going to go through. But thank you guys for joining us. If you're watching this as a replay, definitely chat in the comments because we'd love to see what is your barrier right now to expanding your marketing. If you're a marketer watching this, our goal is to help you get tools so that you can explode the practice that you're working in. If you're the practice owner, AMI is in the business of physical medicine. And so right now, I know a lot of people think advanced medical integration, that medical integration is our main thing. That's literally 20% of what we do. The rest is really building the business of physical medicine. And so that is part of what we do here is answer your questions concerning marketing, because now as an integrated practice, your market is enormous. So that's what we're here for. That was the longest intro ever.
It was a good intro, though. You gave a very clear explanation of exactly what your intent is. So that's great. So you're either in the right place, or you're like, crap, this is not for me. I have no idea what these guys are talking about.
This is not about knitting.
I do not. Yeah, I do not own a medical practice. I'm not integrated. I'm not a chiropractor. I'm not. Then you. Now is your time to exit. If you are in a knitting business, this might not be for you. You might get bored. Bobby, I was on a Clubhouse this morning. It was a group out of London. They were a bunch of marketers. And they were talking about, by the way, Clubhouse is an audio-only app that has been around for just over 8 months, maybe 9 months now, but really has taken off in the last 60 to 90 days, really more than anything. And so I was listening to this conversation. And the question was asked, what do you feel is the difference between marketing and branding? And this is always an interesting subject for me. And I know you're going to talk about the client journey and the consumer journey. We're going to get into that. But I'm just curious because I've heard so many answers all morning from marketers who pontificate over what is marketing and what is branding and do I need both and what is the difference? I'd love to hear from you, Bobby, what you feel the difference is and how do you define those two things?
Wow, put me on the spot.
So I did.
Just so you guys have never tuned into us before, Buck is classically trained in marketing. I'm street trained in marketing,
digital marketing
courses in my own practice. And together we are like almond joy. Now we're like peanut butter jelly.
Yeah, I'll take that, man. I'll take that. I'll be peanut butter because I'm nutty.
Yeah, right, I'll be the chocolate.
Okay. So
branding is probably one of the most important things because that is your reputation in town. Brand is how you're portrayed in the community. It's your reputation.
I like that.
It is your what you're known for services. Mm-hmm. It is what you're known for your successes.
Mm-hmm.
It is the longest lasting part of your practice is your brand. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a brand, then literally you're out of sight and out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so brand is something that is a continual process. You're always working on it. There's never stopping working on your brand. It's about building relationships. And within those relationships, you're known for a certain thing. And so building your brand, like you, this is something cool that I won't give away the thunder. If you guys have not experienced Buck's marketing essentials, you definitely should go to his session minimally because there it is.
Because
he goes through creating your brand strategy.
That's true.
So if you have a brand strategy, that's scary because then anybody can put anything out and it now is what represents you on the internet, through print, through video. So you want to have a consistent brand experience.
I love that Bobby just called branding the first word you use, Bobby. This is big, man. See, this is why I love doing this with Bobby. I asked Bobby, what is branding? And the first word you said was reputation. So many owners think of branding as a look or
logo. You know,
or a logo. And it's not, it's reputation. It's a feeling that is translated to the community, to your community, or to people who are just experiencing your community for the first time. So true, man. That's great. And if you, by the way, I will be at the Marketing Essentials this weekend. If you are interested in joining me, I will be in Dallas, Texas. So I would love to see you this weekend at a Marketing Essentials. If you'd like to do that, you can go to cardoneventures.com/essentials. Actually, go to cardoneventures.com/events. Just in case you can't make it this weekend, you go to events, cardoneventures.com/events, and it shows you all the essentials that you can come to.
Very cool. And this one is the summit.
That's right. The business summit includes all the essentials. So the summit is the makeup of people essentials, marketing essentials, finance essentials. It's all the essentials inside of it.
Awesome. So if you guys are interested in being able to participate with, I forget what it's called. I'm not even on it right now. It's called Clubhouse.
Clubhouse, yeah.
It's not for Android for another 2 months.
Oh, right. Oh, so they do have it in plan?
Yeah, I already forgot about it. This is so interesting because Grant Cardone was talking about Clubhouse nonstop. And I mean, some billion-dollar relationships that he didn't just meet people, but he actually developed strong relationships with a $12 billion industry magnate.
It's true.
Through Clubhouse, just randomly on Clubhouse. And now they got together and now they have a venture together. It's amazing.
It's so wild.
Cardone Ventures is part of that now too.
It's so great. Yeah, Clubhouse has been just amazing as a budding new innovative platform where people are getting together and having these long form conversations. In fact, you know, we love data and we love research here at Cardone Ventures. We base a lot of what we do in data. We've noticed a trend. There's where people start to move. When they're moving towards something, what do? Mm-hmm. They move away from something else. What do you think, Bobby, they've moved away from as they go towards Clubhouse?
I'm thinking it's probably Facebook.
It's not Facebook in general with a specific demographic.
It's definitely, there's a drop in Facebook engagement, Facebook posts.
There is. That's been happening before Clubhouse. That's been a slow trickle. But if you think about this, and I didn't know this either, Bobby, so I wouldn't expect you. Someone had to tell me this because I researched the data. But if you think about the medium, long-form audio, Spotify is seeing a drop in podcast.
Wow, interesting.
Long-form audio, people are now spending hours on Clubhouse and less time in podcast because it's audio form. It's a casual way to listen to audio. The difference is in a podcast, it's transactional. You're just listening. With Clubhouse, you at some point in the conversation have the ability to break in and speak with the hosts. They can take people from the audience and ask questions. It's interactive. It's literally, if you thought podcasting was great, this is literally an interactive podcast. It's the next level. You can choose to sit in the audience and just listen. And you can choose to raise your hand and be on stage and ask questions. So it's the best of both worlds. So anyway, I've digressed way too much. I know you wanted to talk about consumers today and their journey.
Well, hopefully Clubhouse is around when it comes to Android.
I'm sure it's still going to be huge. It'd be even bigger.
Yeah, I'll have to see if I can get my wife to download it. At least I'll be able to sneak in. She'll control it because she likes her phone. So I'll be able
to. Let's go. Let's get her on it right now. Massive action. Call her live on this show right now and ask her to download it.
All right. So this is something that I wanted to show everyone, and I have a download for you. So for you guys that have been on the show that are regulars, thank you for joining us and for your participation as always. I know Kathy's probably on here with us. She's our top audience member.
I love Kathy. She's a loyal fan. I love that.
She always contributes. So this is something I go granular. I like to give pieces of something. Buck is the amazing guru of 10,000 foot strategy. And if you don't have 10,000 foot strategy, then you're always throwing something up against the wall. But if you have strategy in place, then you can be working towards your quarterly goal of achieving something. So that's why I love working together with Buck, because
I appreciate that.
We keep each other in check to some degree.
We always do. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
All right. So what I wanted to share, this is a tool that I absolutely love. And so I recommend every single one of you at least get this, because it's a free, hey, Kathy, it's a free download. Actually, it's a free account and you get three of them. So this is, and I see if I can show it in the stream. It's unfortunately with this platform, it's going to make it kind of small.
Let's see.
Let's see if I can.
Oh, that's super tiny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know how to make it so that.
You can go full screen, can't you?
I don't know. Let me see if I can make it full screen. If I do solo, here, tell me if you can still, if you can hear me.
I hear you. Yeah.
Oh, good. So actually, maybe I can do this, and I'm gonna turn solo on.
There you go. Boom.
Oh, got it. Boom. All right. So this is called Miro, everyone. So this is a full-on mind map.
I love this platform, by the way. We use something called MindNode. But I like Miro. I've been playing with Miro too, and I always wonder if I should switch back and forth. But I know Miro's great because it's online, so you can share it with people.
So this one, I actually create a link for you to be able to download this particular one, and then you're able to just go through and you can build and change stuff, move it around. Awesome. So this one I put in here. So this is a mind map, and it shows where you get your leads from. It talks about the important decisions that people have to before they become a prospect, a lead. So things we talked about before, your offer, your message. Right now in 2021, Buck and I always talk about this. It's so critical that you have the trust factor going on and credibility. So if you don't have trust and credibility in 2021, you're not going to grow. So you have to have those two. We just talked about this. Your PR has to be in place. And then you need to have creative. You can't just put up horrible stuff that's what your brand's going to be known for. So you want to make sure it's tastefully done, creative. And that's concerning your ads and your messaging.
Right.
So let me see. I'll drag this through. So we got a lead. Now you have a lead. What are you doing? Before I do this, before I forget, make sure you guys can download this. Go to bit.ly/ the patient journey, and it will actually give you this whiteboard. And so you get three free whiteboards with Miro, and you can move around, you can share them. So what do you do when you have a first get a lead? So your actions, hopefully when you get a lead, depending on where they came from, you want to be able to follow up with them. Call is started to die in 2019, 2020 because of COVID is even less. Actually, there's a little uptick and responses to calls, but texting is always the way to go for your
leads. Dude, I got to tell you, I work with a lot of practices every day. This process is so important for you guys to track, because nurturing those relationships is the biggest way to create ROI in your advertising campaign. Everyone thinks it's bringing them into it's the ad that brings them in. You know, it's, oh, my Facebook ads don't work, right? It's like, no, your user journey isn't dialed in from a process standpoint, or two, it's dialed in and you're not actually implementing it the right way. I can't tell you the amount of doctors I talk to. They're like, well, we got 180 leads, but then I didn't convert any. Well, okay. But why we didn't convert any? Let's go back. Let's look at your map. Well, I don't have a map. I don't have a process. Where are your leads right now? They're in an email. Okay, what do you do with the email? I forward the email to someone. It's like there's no automation, there's no accountability, there's no KPI, there's no data tracking. So like this is really important. This isn't just, hey, like the new lead to the nurture, to that jump off the green box that says new lead into action one. How fast are you doing that? How consistent are you doing that? And how aligned are the people in your organization that are doing that together? I just want to make that point, Bobby, because you're giving them this is an amazing free resource to visualize the process, but there's so much nitty gritty strategy in just from one box to the next box. And then like, well, Bobby and Buck said, this is how you do it. But then if I call your organization or if I put a lead in online, am I going to experience what he's mapping out for you right now? You know, I meet a lot of offices that just aren't doing that.
Yeah, this is a basic foundation. And if you build on this, it's going to increase your success.
Right.
And our goal is simply to create a relationship with you guys that you'll trust and understand that we're here to help you grow. That's our biggest problem that we're trying to solve is your growth. And so that's what we're here for. Awesome. So just utilize this as a tool. And I won't spend too much time on this. I just wanted to show it to you real quick that you have new leads. What do you do? It goes from this green spot to the scheduling initial consult or day one. And these are the decisions they're going to make again. So the offer, your message, super important. Buck talks about this all the time. You have to go to the marketing essentials to really understand how critical this message is. If you don't have the right message, you've already lost them and they're not coming back. So you get this one shot, this one chance. That's where we should cue Eminem right here.
You only have one opportunity. Mom's spaghetti on my sweater already.
Yes. And the last part on here that I added, this is the ease of appointment setting. So if it's not easy for them to schedule, like Calendly, like Buck and I put together, if you go to amidoctors.com/thrive, we have a ton of our past episodes. And one of them, we talk about setting up Calendly. So you have to have an online scheduling system in 2020 and 2021. For those of you who didn't do it in 2020, you actually saw a big decline in your new patient.
Yeah, listen, can
you do I'm watching too much Elmer Fudd. Your new patient scheduling.
You haven't had enough espresso yet, Bobby. You need more espresso, buddy.
So funny. So in here, now you got them scheduled for that initial office visit. Are they going to arrive? So what we found is if you're a chiropractor watching this, if you do everything right, if you have a referral, you're going to get a 90% show rate and a 90% show rate.
Hmm.
So they're scheduling, they're showing, and then a start rate is going to be between 80 to 100%. So raw public, you're going to have a 30% show rate. So overall, your average should be at least 50%. And it comes down to these factors, your message, the expectations that you put together in your offer. Like, how do you describe it? I guess I can zoom all the way in. Your credibility, your PR, again, front of mind. And Buck talks about this in the essentials of how to be on front of mind of everybody all the time, this omnipresence, the aesthetic of your ad, your landing page, your offer. Like, is it a stack or is it just, hey, come in for a free consult. That's not going to attract the right public for sure. And then just the mock-up of the experience. Are you describing this 5-step process that we use to rehabilitate and rejuvenate knees? So how do you describe that? And I'm going to do this one last part, and then we're going to jump back into the main part of our show. So after they've scheduled, then you want to give them a confirmation email. Definitely send them success stories. Again, if you don't know how to do this, Buck goes over it in super crazy detail in the marketing essentials of how to create the messaging and why you want to be touched, all these touch points. Day before directions, the confirmation text, then a day of text with directions, and then hopefully they show. If they don't, then these are the things you're going to do. Again, I just want to create this as a quick tool for you to be able to go through and build your journey. Because this is Buck and I always like to unpack our brains. And this is the foundation for literally any type of healthcare business of how to grow. I mean, this is a strategy in place. So for the marketers that are watching this, build this out and show it to the practice owner. Because this is the thing that you want to be doing on a quarterly basis is give them strategy. And if you're showing this as a strategy and you're changing and adding new things each quarter that you've proven successful, then you're going to flood the office and you're going to be handsomely rewarded for your efforts. And that's what our goal is, that the marketers are just crushing it because you're doing so well for the practice. You're actually making change in the community because you're attracting more people.
Right.
All right. How do I turn this? Here we go. Boom. We're back.
Get action.
Learning how to
sweetly. We're back. So good.
Now I've earned the Elmer Fudd.
Dude, you're bringing so much value though. You know, I mean, I always appreciate that you don't just teach, like you always give away a tangible. And so I always hear practice owner saying Bobby's so great because he doesn't just speak value, he gives value. So I appreciate that you do that. That's really nice.
Thank you. This is my goal, is just to make it, I want to show you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to actually show you.
Yeah.
And that's what we do like with all the other board members at AMI. We talk about this literally every board meeting of how we can develop better relationships, that we can prove that we're here to transform healthcare, prove that we're on this path of the highest integrity, the highest confidence with our clients. And so that's the path that we've been on since 2012. And so as we go through, and especially joining Cardo Ventures and Buck and helping us with their strategy, we are on this path and we're getting it pretty fast. This is great.
100%, man.
So Buck, let me ask you. So you've been on the road. Tell us about your experience with GrowthCon. I want to hear. Oh, man.
GrowthCon was insane. It's, you know, if you've never been to GrowthCon, first of all, you're missing one of the best conferences in the year. It's a mixture of business and entertainment. You know, you've got everyone from A-Rod to Mike Rowe. You've got Brandon Dawson, our CEO, speaking on stage, just crushing through breakpoints and what businesses need to grow and scale their business. So, I mean, it was just, we had these made for GrowthCon. So talk about a grassroots efforts. If you want to 10X your business, we got these little bands made on the back. They have these QR codes. Go ahead and scan.
Put it in the middle there.
See if you can scan this. Let's see if the, hold on.
Almost got it. So if you're watching this as a replay, pause and it's almost there.
Hold on. We almost had it. It focused for 2 seconds.
Here it is.
Come on, man. Focus. God, it did it for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was so close. People are holding their phones up too.
Oh, is it because I'm in the way? Oh, here we go. There it is.
Oh, it was there for a second. You're going to have to rewind to it.
I wonder if when it pops in, I wonder if you'll be able to grab it. This is not ideal, by the way, to do QR code through a camera. But we created these QR codes for a private party. We did a taco truck party where we had hundreds of people show up. And
it worked.
It works. Yeah, we got, you know, we have, we handed these out. We have 2,000 new relationships in our CRM, and we're connecting with business owners across the world. So we just had the best month we've ever had in the year and 7 months that we've been in business. We literally crushed through our goals. And so, you know, GrowthCon is just Growth Conference 5 is fantastic. If you're a business owner and you want to be on stage with us next year to talk about how you worked with us and we grew and scaled your business, you can actually text the word me to 33777. Text the word me to 33777. And that's how you get in touch with us so that you can say, I want to be a business that is featured at next year's GrowthCon 6 stage. So it was great. Yeah, it was awesome. It was good to see you guys there, Bobby. And, you know, it's always great to, one, from an inspiration standpoint, just be around like-minded business owners that are all trying to achieve the same thing and just be reminded of why we do what we do, and to have the backing of a community that's there for you to support you, to help you push harder, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Buck, awesome. What is because I know that you got to hang out with some of, like, I know you're backstage and got to meet all these celebrities.
Yeah, Glenn Stanford was amazing. He's the EXP CEO, billion-dollar real estate company. You know, he's working with what is it? 10 billion? Is that its worth now?
10 billion, yeah.
It's unreal, man. He's working with Elena Cardone on building out a really large real estate space. And so my wife's in real estate. I know they're talking right now about strategies to work together. So there could be some really big synergies there. I know your wife's in real estate as well, Bobby. So,
yeah.
You know, it was cool to hear Glenn speak about building a company at that size and all the breakpoints that he's going through. You know, everybody goes, that's what Brandon, our CEO's talk was about, was going through those breakpoints. And so every business is at one. The question is, do you have the roadmap to get out of that breakpoint and into the next bigger breakpoint? And there's a very detailed blueprint that we use. That's what Cardone Ventures does. We help businesses understand those breakpoints and what do you need in order to succeed through them and get to the next big breakpoint. What Grant would say is, your problems aren't big enough. What we want to do is create bigger issues in the business so that you can drive more revenue, create more relationships, and then ultimately expand and scale your personal, professional, and financial dreams. That's what we want to help you do.
Amazing. So Buck, I had told you, and actually you inspired this, about building up. So we talk about, if you go back to amidoctors.com/thrive, mm-hmm. Buck and I have probably 3 episodes where we're talking about persona, actually probably like 5 episodes.
Yeah.
And so we've created, we talked about building your persona. This is like your ideal customer.
Yep.
So this is taking, whether it's just a survey you do, or you're actually taking your top clients and boiling them down and finding out who this person is. You're naming it. They're, what age are they? And it's like this one particular person, you're naming that identity.
That's but right.
It's where they hang out online, where they shop, all these different attributes. And it's amazing. And so we've done this with 30 of our top clients at AMI. And it's amazing at some of the commonalities. So a lot of them don't hang out on social media. So they're actually gone. They're doing some things on LinkedIn. Almost all of them are focused on business strategy.
Right.
So they're not toiling, but they're actually like this mind map that we just showed. They're living and breathing, whether a tool like that or they're whiteboarding out their strategy for a year minimum. So most of them are actually planning and executing on a strategy. So that's why I think just what you talked about, where if you don't have a strategy in place, I can pretty much guarantee you're not going to achieve the growth that our clients do in 1 year that you would over 3 to 4 years.
100%.
You have a plan. And when you're pushing towards that plan, you have your KPIs, those key performance indicators that you're working towards, but also you're able to give them to your staff. So for the marketers on here, like, go ahead and type in if you guys, Kathy, what are some of your key performance indicators or KPIs that you're working towards on a weekly and monthly basis?
Yeah, it's in the granular detail that you create massive impact in your business. And so for you to say, I know who my customers are. I meet Jim and Chris and Stacy and Heather, and I meet these people every day. I know who they are. Like, there really is a much more robust KPI that you can build around who your consumer are, or who your consumers are, and how to reach them in a way that's more organic, in a way that's more natural to the platforms that they exist on. So that's something we go through in a 10x 360. If you've never been to one, go to cardoventures.com/10x360. I go through the whole strategic umbrella, all the strategic tools that you need, from your brand house, understanding your purpose, understanding the attributes of your business, understanding how you feel as a brand, the strategy behind data, KPIs. We do all of this at cardoventures.com/10x360. I would love to see you guys there. Bobby, I've got to bounce to my next call.
Awesome. As we
come to a close here, but massive value as always. And Dr. Bobby always tries to act like I'm some massive marketer, but I always learn something from Bobby too. So I think we're just a bunch of marketing geeks that like to learn from more.
I have a quick question for you, Buck, before you go. So yeah. For the marketing essentials, the way that we go through, when I was there, you actually went through with me and with Dr. Mike and a couple of our partners of how to come up with our pitch.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I had to come up with the persona, and I hadn't finished the survey yet. And the survey rocked my world because there were some things that I assumed.
Yeah.
I was like 75%. There were some shocking things that I found within the persona data doing the survey.
Yeah.
Would you recommend that somebody goes through and does that survey before they arrived?
Yes. And the other key is, a lot of you may say, well, I don't really have a way to get third-party data. I don't have a way to survey my consumers. What Dr. Bobby has done is he's used his own, what we call owned pillar, the customers he's already served, as a data point for the customers he wants to serve. So he's using current clients and customers to survey them. Each and every one of you has data right under your nose. It's just a matter of what's the process for you to collect that information. Now, Bobby has the process that he used, but I want you to think about the fact that that data is key to capture the client that you want to capture. So use the data that you already have to find that new patient or client. And I would say, yes, the earliest you can find that information, collect that data, the better. Always remember this, though. Don't ask questions without serving value. Give some sort of value to the clients. Otherwise, a survey is just a survey. They don't have really an incentive to fill it out. So give them an incentive to want to give you answers to questions. It improves the quality of their experience in some way, shape, or form.
It's like an Amazon gift card or dinner gift
certificate. Sure, sure. It could be a chance to get those things. Just give some sort of value incentive or a free ebook for something or, you know, a tip. Yeah, exactly. Bobby, I better run. I'm late to my next call. But
awesome, Buck.
Hey, appreciate it, brother. Good to see you.
Always great to have you on.
Thanks, Bobby.
Right, everyone. We'll see you all later. See you next week.
Bye, guys.